If you want to be a taxi driver in Boise, you have to take a test. It's on Boise Geography. Dawn Portugues in the city clerk's office administers these tests. She hands me a dry erase marker and a laminated aerial map.
Read the questions and then you'll mark it with the marker.
The test starts off pretty easy.
Circle Boise Town Square Mall.
Correct.
But the questions get harder.
The shortest route from St. Al's to Boise City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tougher one.
I'm just a few questions into this section of the test.
Emerald.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, so I'm going to go Curtis.
No.
No.
Maybe I'm not cut out to be a taxi driver, but I do have an advantage over some applicants. I speak English. The city doesn't keep track, but Portuguese estimates more than half of the people who take the test are not native English speakers. Portuguese says she's failed people because they couldn't speak English.
I can't understand them. They can't understand the test, so they fail the test, so I can't give them their license. Either that or I tell them you need to come back with an interpreter.
Portuguese says it's common for people to bring interpreters with them to take the test, but interpreters won't be allowed if Boise passes its ordinance to require English proficiency for taxi drivers.
We don't want to be punitive about this. We just want to have some basic English two-way communication skills where people have a good experience.
Craig Kroner is Administrative Services Manager at Boise City Hall. He helped write the new ordinance. He says taxi passenger complaints prompted it, like one from a woman who took a late-night cab ride with some friends. In her email, she describes telling the driver to go one way. The driver goes a different route, despite her continued protests. The woman writes that the driver was from Sudan and had only been in Boise a few weeks. Kroner says his office has been careful in writing this ordinance because of the possible effect on one group, refugees. Many of Boise's refugees drive cabs.
We want to make sure that we don't impact that community too heavily with overregulation. We want to make sure that they have a good experience when they come here in the city of Boise and they can have a viable opportunity to have a piece of the American dream.
Kroner says the city doesn't track how many of its taxis are driven by refugees, but he suspects it's a high percentage. Taxi driver Adil is one of them. He doesn't like Boise's proposed English requirement.
I think this is discrimination, I think, like that.
Adil sits in his cab in front of the Boise airport. He's been in Boise for 6 years and driving a cab for 5. He says when he started, it was difficult to find work. Driving was all he could get. Now he says it's hard for everyone to find jobs, and people are starting to resent refugees.
Yeah, lots of people now asking, you speak English? Say, you Muslim? One day I say, you Muslim? I say, yes, I'm Muslim. He say, f*** you, you go take next car.
Adil says most of the taxi drivers he waits in line with at the airport are refugees. Many of them tell me they support an English requirement. And Adil says it's important to be able to communicate with passengers. But he's worried about his writing skills. The test for taxi drivers is a written one. But under the new ordinance, test administrators must read the questions out loud if someone asks for that. Christina Bruce Benyon with the resettlement organization Agency for New Americans says that's helpful. But she's concerned that the standard for what is good English is arbitrary.
If there's not sort of an understanding for the different ways that someone might phrase something or might respond to a question, I think it could affect the outcome. So I would hope that there would be some kind of training for the individual who ends up with that responsibility.
Dawn Portuguese from the city clerk's office does have that responsibility. She says she knows if she can understand someone or not. Boise looked to several cities, including Portland, Seattle, and Salt Lake, for guidance on writing an English proficiency requirement for taxi drivers. Salt Lake City, for example, does require English proficiency, but the city leaves the testing to cab companies. That's not the case in Seattle, where that city's test is administered by trained English as a second language teachers from a community college. A spokesman for Seattle says before the city began this, reports about drivers not being able to speak English were common. Now, those complaints are virtually non-existent. Boise City Council hears from the public on its new taxi ordinance tonight. That meeting begins at 6 o'clock in City Hall. From KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.